Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5, 6 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning. We do appreciate you listening, as always. 251-343-0106 if you would like to weigh in on anything. Still to come on the program from Yellowhammer News, Sean Ross will be with us. That's at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little bit about the legislature with him. So please make sure that you stick around for that. But joining us on the line now, a frequent guest on this show, and always great to have him on. And I know he's busy up in Montgomery today, but taking time out of the schedule of the State House to come on. State Representative Shane Stringer on the line. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Hey, thanks for taking time. We do appreciate it. Let's kick it off here. Another tragedy on Highway 45. This discussion that, you know, it every time one of these tragedies happens, one of these car accidents happens, we have to talk about what's it going to take for, you know, people beyond the Mobile County to recognize improvements need to be made to Highway 45.
Good question. You know, we keep fighting and keep bringing this to the governor's attention and to Director Cooper with ALDOT's attention, and myself and Brett Easterbrook and Senator Jack Williams have been meeting with these people and fighting hard, trying to get this road put on a priority list. You know, I've talked to legislators that have been up here for 30 years, and they tell me that road has been brought up almost every single year for the last 30 years and for the length of their service here. So, I know that widen, you know, is not going to prohibit every wreck from happening, but it is going to minimize and help that, giving more room and room for people to pass and to pass safely and to get to their destinations. And, you know, something's got to be done. The Mobile delegation, every one of our senators, every one of our representatives, both Republican and Democrat, signed a letter that we sent to the governor asking her to place this road on the priority list. And, I've requested another meeting with the governor. I'm waiting to hear back from them on where we stand with that. But, you know, it's just heartbreaking and heart-wrenching to hear the stories of this latest tragedy and hear what people went through and the families, the loss that they are incurring, and here we are still don't even have this road on a priority list.
I mean, it's not even on the list. Is that your sense of it? When you talk to these state officials at ALDOT, when you talk to Director Cooper, do you get the sense that this is even becoming or moving up the priority list at all?
No, I do not. I've talked to them for the last 2 years. I meet with them every single chance I get. And, every time I get the same thing, that there's other roads and more roads more important across the state, you know. And I understand that we have a state to look at, not just Highway 45, but, you know, the fact that this is the deadliest highway in Alabama has got to play some part in this.
Yeah, we shouldn't know. It does seem to be, whenever I have your colleague Brett Easterbrook on, he seems to think there's just no votes here, that the politics are a big part of it, that there's no incentive to improving that, that most of the traffic is probably from beyond Alabama, so why even bother? But, I mean, that's not a good sound way to conduct transportation policy.
That's correct. You know, we've got so many benefits at our hand right now. The fact that there is not a ton of votes on that road, that means there's not a lot of residents and businesses up close to the road that the state would have to purchase or acquire to make this happen. So that's a plus and a reason that we should address it now. The fact that you have all the industry in Mobile County with the shipping container terminal, you've got Walmart Shipping Center, you got the steel mills, you've got Amazon Shipping Center, you got so much industry that utilizes Highway 45 now that has increased the traffic. So that should be a reason. A large portion of the state's budget comes from the tourism industry in Baldwin County, and you've got all the different states that travel 45 coming to our beaches. That's a major reason for us to try to do this and try to address it. So, you know, you've got the evacuation routes, you've got the effects of tourism, you've got the industry from Mobile County and others that travel that road, and then you've got the residents that live there. And it's just absolutely disheartening to continue to fight this fight and not even getting not any kind of encouragement that it's even being considered.
Well, what about this, Representative? Is there a way to get, we talk about it a lot on the airwaves here, and you've talked about it, and your colleague, as I said, Brett Easterbrook, has come on and talked about it, and it seems like the awareness is fairly there. Maybe you need to get the business community or something like the BCA or one of these big fish type organizations to point out the importance of 45 as a to commerce, to the business community, and then maybe that gets at least it recognized as a priority. And it goes, yes, the state of Alabama is a big state, but as long as it, you know, that southern part of Washington County and North Mobile County are still part of Alabama, we haven't ceded it to Mississippi yet, you still got to take care of your infrastructure there, and there seems to be enough justification on multiple levels to say this needs attention, and maybe you need to move some resources around from other ideas and put it here in this part of the state.
And that's great. You know, that's a great idea. I've actually met with Wally Blankenship with the Coastal 150 Group in Mobile, which is a business association, and they have actually asked the governor to place it on the priority list. It's one of their 2021 legislative priorities for them, and so they're helping. I did meet with one of the lobbyists from BCA 3 weeks ago and talked to them about it and asked them to consider it and look at it, and they assured me that they would and that they would check on it. And you know, this road gets so much attention. I was recently contacted by Mississippi State Representative Shane Barnett, which his district is connects to mine and Brett Easterbrook's, and, you know, asked me if we had any plans to do it, that it affects them. It affects his district and, you know, and what they do. So, you know, it's gaining attention in that way and traction. You know, we've scheduled a press conference for this coming up Monday, tentatively for 2:30 on 45 in Chunchula, you know, to address this and hopefully bring more attention to this. And I appreciate what you've done and the stories you've wrote and hearing it on your show. So we've got to continue to get the word out to try to get attention. I've requested meetings with the Mobile County Commissioners. I've already met with them, and they agreed that something needs to be done, and they are willing to help anyway. I've requested a meeting with Mayor Stimson in Mobile and to try to get with him and discuss the impacts that it has on the city of Mobile, and, you know, just see if we can, the more traction we can get, the more support we can get, hopefully the more attention we'll get.
But is that the justification? We know there's traffic there. We know it's a safety concern, and we know it could be an evacuation route in inclement weather, such as tropical weather. What is the justification for this not being on the radar? Is it really that there's just not enough people that live there, that reside there? Because I would imagine if you look at traffic counts, they're probably comparable to a lot of other places that have four-lane access.
Every time I meet with ALDOT, they never use that as a, they never bring that up as a reason not to do it or anything. That they just say the count number is similar to, you know, 20 other roads across the state. And, you know, I don't doubt that there are other roads with traffic counts that are similar, but there's none that have the death count that this road has. And I really don't think they're going to have the traffic numbers that 45 has. So, you know, I'm working on getting some statistics and getting some better information. I've really struggled in trying to get assistance to get the actual number of fatalities we've had on the road. I've struggled with getting the actual numbers of the wrecks we've had on the road and other statistics. I don't feel like the traffic counts that I've had has been accurate. So, you know, we've got to get the numbers and the statistics we need. But I mean, something's got to be done. We're continuing to fight, and you know, once again, I know that this is not going to say that there'll never be another wreck on the road, but this is definitely going to minimize. I mean, the wreck that just happened this past Sunday, had there been four lanes, maybe the lady that caused the wreck would have had passing areas and could have passed without passing in a hill and a curve and causing a fatality and devastating some family.
Joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here for just a few more minutes. When they talk about the traffic count and how there's other comparable roads that aren't getting attention, do they ever offer you specifics, or do they just is it just kind of used as a general talking point?
The last time I met with them, they did pull up a map and, you know, kind of point out the roads that were similar across the state, none of which was in South Alabama or Southwest Alabama. So, you know, I just think that now is the prime time to address this. You know, with the increase of the fuel tax, last year or year before last, and then you've got, you know, the different monies and grants that we have from the feds right now. We need to address this while it's able. And, you know, and this is my thing. If they would have done this in projects, you know, if they would have done just a third of it 5 years ago, and then another 5 years, do another third of it and do it in segments, at least we would have some of it done. And that would be, you know, at least that would be so many miles that we wouldn't have to be worrying about now.
Well, and keep bringing him up, but when Easterbrook comes on, he'll say that this was in the gas tax that passed in the early 1990s, in the language in that bill, was that yep. segment of road was supposed to be four lane, and then legislatures later on took it out. For whatever reason, they took it out. If it was a priority at the time, I don't know what the justification was for removing that, and maybe that's something that we need to look into, but... What, you know, does that buoy the cause any? Does that make, you know, what, you know, we keep kicking this can down the road here. At some point, do these other projects move into the head of the line ahead of this project? Shouldn't you just go ahead and get us on there? And you know, that we're long overdue. We've waited our turn here in this part of the state. Why not now?
I'm with you. This is 100% the time to do it. And, you know, we've kicked this can. This can has been kicked down the road for 40-plus years, and that is enough. I mean, and you've got to understand that the traffic and congestion on 45 and a lot of it from out of state and other areas has literally choked the city of Citronelle down. I mean, it's hard for them to attract new businesses and to grow whenever if the commute from Citronelle to Mobile and getting products and everything else is such a challenge that you don't have a lot of business growth in the city of Citronelle and in North Mobile County and South Washington County. I mean, you hit the Washington County line on 45, and from there to almost to Mississippi, there's only about four businesses on that stretch of road. And it's just almost impossible for people to open up, build a business, and to establish a business in that stretch of road.
It really is remarkable the way it's been treated. Representative, we got to get out of here, get a commercial break, but thanks for making time real quick for us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all, and y'all have a blessed day.
You do the same. State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Just glitter and shine.